535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. It just sounds so much better than that nasty T word, huh? Weekend coming up. We got great stuff that we're dealing with. Thanks again to Governor Glenn Youngkin for dropping by for a few moments. It really is always great to hear from him, and his support of law enforcement is just off the charts. The fact that he spent time with the incoming trooper trainees, that's the 144th basic session, the largest class in years. It's a great crew, and the Virginia State Police continues to do great work. I will give you the heads up, and then we're going to chat with Rob Chadwick. The 143rd basic session is getting ready to graduate in August. I can tell you firsthand that they are great men and women, because I was fortunate enough to actually go in and speak with them. Why would anyone want to do that job? That's that speech that I give to academies whenever they ask. And to be asked by the Virginia State Police to spend some time with these amazing trooper trainees, goodness gracious, I walked out of there standing taller, I'll tell you that. Anyway, we are well served. We are also well served if we have joined or we continue our membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. Great membership benefits, as well as wonderful. I mean, I'm trying to think of the best word to describe the training opportunities. The head of training for U.S. Concealed Carry is Rob Chadwick, retired FBI supervisory special agent, spent a career 30 years with the Bureau, head of tactical training unit up there in Quantico, led SWAT operations. I mean, it just goes on and on, and we're so fortunate that he joins us on a regular basis. Rob, thanks for being here, my friend.
Jeff, it's such a pleasure to be with you. It's such an honor. I really do appreciate your support of law enforcement, of course, Governor Youngkin as well. It's just it's great to be from the Commonwealth of Virginia, and great to hear they're continuing to get that tremendous support from people like you.
Well, that is very kind. I want you to fill us in, if you don't mind. Last time you were here, we talked about some USCCA members who had some training, and they were actually able to protect people at a church. And you were traveling. Now, I don't recall exactly where, but you were traveling to meet with them. How did that go?
That's right, Jeff. When we talked last, I was literally in the car on the way up to Wayne, Michigan, to meet with our members. There were three members of the USCCA who were in a position and were able to thwart what would have been, what I truly believe would have been, an absolute national nightmare. For those of your listeners who are not familiar with the story, this group of people were at church. They had just concluded a week-long vacation Bible school with children from the surrounding community, not just at their church, the Cross Point Community Church in Wayne, Michigan. They were in Sunday service celebrating what the children had learned, and, you know, just doing their songs, just the best possible worship service. Was suddenly interrupted by a person who was intent on causing just absolute mayhem. He sped into the parking lot, and these are things that, you know, you have to think about as a private citizen. So luckily, or by the grace of God, a deacon was running late. The man, you know, hardly ever runs late to church, but happened to be running late to church that morning, and was in a position to observe this person, this deranged individual, come speeding into the parking lot. Now, again, talk about things coming together just right. They had planned to host this service. It was advertised to be an outdoor service. And so this individual comes speeding into the parking lot, clearly expecting all of these kids and parishioners to be outside. Well, doesn't see the outside service. They had moved it in because of the heat. Well, he quickly exits his vehicle and then begins donning tactical gear, removes an AR-style rifle from his car, and you know, this deacon, who's not a member of the USCCA, not a gun carrier, but obviously a quick-thinking, heroic individual himself, he confronts the guy and says, hey, buddy, you know, is everything okay? Well, luckily, this individual just sort of stared at the deacon and then turned his back on him and picked up his rifle and started walking towards the front door of the church. The deacon had the presence of mind because he had absolutely nothing else. He didn't have a weapon, didn't have any type of communication, and actually drove his car into this person, sort of knocked him to the ground, disabling him, and, you know, initially, and alerting the inside security team. So the individual with this assault rifle, if you want to call it that, armed to the teeth, multiple magazines, gets knocked to the ground, is able to retrieve his weapon and fired on the truck, actually struck the truck so many times that the truck burst into flames, and then fired into the church. With all these kids were inside, you know, literally feet away from the entrance. And I will tell you, the opportunity that I had to interview the members of that security team, who were members of the USCCA, and believe it or not, had just attended 3 days prior a church security class put on by the USCCA, you know, how to protect your church, just days before. They sprung into action, and I will tell you, as someone who's been involved in training people for 30 years, right, as a trainer, this was probably the most profound conversation or series of conversations, most rewarding for me, because here I was sitting across from your everyday person, right? Just, these are not military background guys or law enforcement trained guys. These are just your neighbor, your friend, your uncle. And they had taken it upon themselves to get the training, to get the experience. For years, they had been going to class and just in, on that off chance that something could happen. And I'll tell you, Jeff, sitting across the aisle from them, or sitting across from them talking, it struck me, these are gentle men, literally gentle people, who had the courage and really the determination to stand in front of evil and do the right thing. And thank goodness for it, because there were over 100 plus people inside that sanctuary. And you can hear, we were able actually to pull up the video feed and hear the automatic gunfire just outside the sanctuary. Luckily, unfortunately, one of our members was hit as he was trying to get into a position to cover. He still stayed in the fight, though. And then two other USCCA members who were members of that security team were able to incapacitate the shooter before he was able to hurt anybody else. And so just a testament to preparation, to sober assessment, and just courage, you know, in the face of literally overwhelming firepower. And I want people to understand, this could be you. This is happening, you know, all over the place. We just had an incident July the 6th down in Naples, yep, where an armed man entered a church, claimed to be a trained killer, and luckily was interdicted and subdued by church security members. So we're seeing this more and more. We did that interview, if people would like to see it, is available at uscca.com/worship. I encourage people, because what I saw was, I could put myself, I think your listeners could put themselves right in their shoes. These are not, you know, trained people, that sort of thing. So something to be aware of and just prepare for. It could happen to you.
Well, Rob, we're going to share that link, uscca.com/worship, uscca.com/worship. And I just want everybody to know, by the way, you go to the United States Concealed Carry Association. I just pulled it up. There are all sorts of classes that are happening in Central Virginia, an ongoing basis. I'm seeing a number of them in the Tri-Cities. I'm seeing Chesterfield, and I'm just starting to scroll. They are everywhere. They are near us. You have the opportunity to take advantage of that. Rob Chadwick, I always appreciate you being here. We'll talk again next week. That is Rob Chadwick, retired FBI supervisory special agent, formerly the head of tactical training at the Academy in Quantico, now with the United States Concealed Carry Association. 544, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.